starting to think, how much of this stuff do I really need to get done? Because I can't get it all done, can I? So we're starting to feel maybe a little bit of chaos. You know, it's like, we're right on the edge. If I don't manage these few things, maybe things won't work out right. You know, we all kind of go through it to a certain point. Luckily, mine mostly has to do with being here, so it by default technically should have me very focused. I'd like to say that was very true, but you know, humanity always sneaks in, and we begin to feel this little bit of chaos going on, and we want everything to go well. We want our holiday to be one of great joy and be able to be a smooth transition into being with family, which, you know, sometimes comes with a few bumps. But the fact of the matter is we're all moving towards something right now as we look towards Christmas, and that is what Advent has been all about. So this is really just a great reading to have on the fourth Sunday of Advent. Super helpful when the choir sings that particular hymn before I preach this sermon, so thank you. It's telling the story of how Mary has said yes. So that's just what happened before in the Gospel according to Luke. If you had your Bibles, it would say she is basically been told by Gabriel, the angel, that you're going to conceive a child. You'll name this child Jesus. It will be the Son of God. And she says, here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. And then she, with haste, in the very next verse, has set out to this Judean town to go see how many people will say her elderly cousin, who has been unable to have a child her entire life, who now finds that she is pregnant. She is 6 months pregnant, by the way, at this moment, and in her womb is John that we will know as John the Baptist, or John the Baptizer. He wasn't actually a Baptist. So this is moving them both into this place, because, of course, Elizabeth had been told some time back in the Gospel according to Luke, just a chapter or two, because there's only a chapter or two further back, that this was going to happen to her, and that her child would be one who would be pointing many. It says, even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. So I'm guessing, and I could be wrong, having never actually been pregnant, neither one is in a good circumstance to be pregnant. I think about Elizabeth probably more so. If someone, there'd only be one, if Susan came to me and said, we're going to have a baby at this point in life, I don't think so. We had our four of our grandchildren with us yesterday and through the night last night, and they, of course, were there this morning when I was leaving, and I'm thinking, this is a lot. So just imagine being elderly, as Elizabeth was, and being told, oh, you're going to not only get a baby, you're going to have the baby, and you're going to raise it. So I suspect she was a little shook up. Maybe after 6 months when she saw Mary, it was become normalized for her. And then Mary's told by an angel, an unwed woman, betrothed but unwed and very young, that, oh, by the way, you are going to conceive the Son of God, and you will name him Jesus. And she said yes, but now she's a day or two down the road, literally at least one day, just to get to where Elizabeth was if she was walking, which we suspect she was. It's maybe she's starting to think, why did I say, here I am? She's maybe thinking, it seemed like the right thing to do at the time. I really felt the presence of God, and I said, okay. And now suddenly maybe she's thinking, maybe not okay. So she goes to see Elizabeth for whatever reason, and how wonderful it must have been for her at this moment. And in fact, we know it was because, well, she literally sings about it. But she's having what we'd like to call, or what we often call, a Holy Spirit moment. The moment she arrives, she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And Elizabeth, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. What a wonderful moment that must have been for a young woman, not quite yet married, who is pregnant, and not by the person she's betrothed to, but by the Holy Spirit. For this person, this older person in her life who is carrying this child, recognizing not just that, but that the child recognizes this presence of God literally within Mary, and they have this Holy Spirit moment that perhaps made them calm down and say, okay, we're good. This is going to be all right. It's this connecting of the godly dots, so to speak. And so, although Elizabeth, up to this point, has been having her own experience with this pregnancy and this understanding that she received through this messenger of God, what this child would be, who this child would be, and now Mary receiving this her message and being and conceiving the Son of God, Jesus, in her own womb, and all the wonder if this is going to be okay kind of things, and God has put them together and not only brought about this understanding that this is okay. In no way is it acceptable, by the way, in society, but it's okay. And we know you're a little shook up. And then he connects the dots. They're not having two separate moments. They're having one moment. They are connected. John will be the one who goes before, telling people to make the path straight for the one greater than he who will follow. And here is this moment when their mothers together are realizing, although I've been called to this very strange place by God, and I said yes, and it feels a little peculiar, suddenly there is this big picture, a connection. God is revealing through the power of the Holy Spirit, they are connected. It's not an individual experience. And isn't that true for all of us? In every way. How many of us in our journey have heard the call from God and in our excitement stood up and said, here I am. And then we get down the road a day or two and we're thinking, oh, you know, you said, yeah, absolutely, I'll run for vestry. And then 3 days later, you have lunch with somebody and they go, you did what? Or you tell God that you'll do anything he says and then he tells you what he wants and you're like, but not that. Because very often, most often, honestly, when God calls his people, we expect it to have a very worldly appearance so that we'll just sort of blend right in doing God's work in his will. But brothers and sisters, you know as well as I do, no matter how badly we want that to be true, we know that is not true. As soon as God calls you and you look at the way the world is and the way you walk in the world and maybe the way you might be worldly, suddenly these things don't line up, amen? This is what we've been talking about all through Advent. The question is, are we going to get lined up with God? Yeah, if I was a good Pentecostal, I'd say you better get right or you're going to get left. But I'm not a good Pentecostal. But the point is this, moving forward through Lent is a preparation. We're preparing for the coming of our Lord. We are remembering that he came as a helpless child, God incarnate, Jesus Christ, but we are really in a place now where we remember that and know how wonderful it is that he's come to us, but we need to also remember that what we are focusing on now is his second coming, when he will consummate the kingdom which he has already initiated through his crucifixion and his resurrection. And the question is, how are we preparing? Are we seeing the worldly things, maybe feeling a little nervous, and then backing off? Or are we seeing the worldly things and connecting with someone else who understands what it means to be doing something that the world thinks might not be 100% okay, and realizing that when we come together for God's purpose, knowing he's called us to it, it's bigger. It is bigger than what the neighbors think. It is bigger than what your family members think. It is bigger than you and I. It is God's plan. He's connecting the dots. And the question is, can we move ourselves into a place of receiving the fullness of what he's offering so that we can see and hear and act as he calls us to move? Are we preparing, as the Collect says, to be a mansion in which he can dwell? Quite literally, for the two ladies in the story this morning, the very presence of God, the Holy Spirit within John, within Elizabeth's very body, and God incarnate, Jesus Christ, being formed in Mary's womb, literally mansions for the presence of God. And together they sense this presence of God in this Holy Spirit moment that we hear today, which is probably more appropriately called the visitation. Or maybe that's not that appropriate. But the fact of the matter is, it's happened. We are called to live a life where we get to have these moments. We might find ourselves in complete opposition of worldly understandings and knowing full well in the depths of our soul that we are aligned with God's will and understanding that this is what he has called us to. And we find in that, even amidst the chaos, peace. And we prepare for it by becoming more godly, just like we're preparing for the Christmas and knowing that there is some moments when we feel the pressure and the chaos of it, and there are some moments when we realize not all of what we want is going to happen. And then we get to the moment. We get to the moment when we're all together and we just say, well, this didn't get done, and we go, doesn't matter now. What matters now is we're here and we're experiencing this together. We are experiencing the love we have for one another, and in my high hopes, experiencing the love of Christ as we gather together to continue our worship of him through this holiday. And we can say, it was a struggle to get here, but it was worth it. See, that's our journey that we're on now spiritually. It will be a struggle. To be honest with you for just a moment, if your spiritual journey has never been a struggle for you, I would say you should start one, honestly. Because if you've never struggled in your spiritual journey, I suspect you have not yet taken a solid step forward in it. And I don't say that to be insulting. I say that to say, come on. It's going to be okay. God is going to connect all the dots. And you're going to stop one day and you're going to say, oh, this is so much bigger than me. Here I thought it was about me. And it turns out I'm just a little piece of God's incredible plan, and what an incredible blessing it is to be this little piece that he can use. And isn't that exactly what happened to Mary as she hears this greeting from Elizabeth? And Elizabeth says, and why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? Signifying to Mary all that the angel had told her is true. And she says, blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. Because at this point, other than saying, here am I, and believing, that's been the extent of what Mary has done. Aren't we called to do the same? And in this moment, Mary sees the bigger picture. She's having this experience with Elizabeth. And I pray that this journey of Advent has been a similar experience for you, that somewhere along the way, in the midst of all the worldly things that we encounter during this time of the year, I pray that you have found some time to listen to God, to maybe share with another where you are on your journey, so that you can see how God is connecting your dots, how you are just completely intertwined in his bigger plan, even when you don't even know that it is true. You just believe it to be true. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, he reveals to you and says, see, this is where you fit. I pray that you've had that moment as you've made this journey. I pray that it will continue for the rest of your days, that this is just a season to be reminded. We don't move from season to season to re-experience what we experienced the season before. We move from season to season as the church so we can go deeper every single time we do it again. Go deeper each time so that our dots become connected, our God dots, so that we can begin to see the bigger picture that he is creating, and not just the bigger picture he creates, but recognize that we are part of it when we come together as his body. That is when that becomes revealed to us, just as it was more fully revealed to both Elizabeth and Mary this day, when as one body they stood together, fully experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit. So I pray that you have those Holy Spirit moments. I pray that you will continue to seek God, the fullness of God in your life, so that you too may have a moment, really many, many moments, like Mary has today, and in the midst of it, when you realize it, maybe even you will then sing out, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Amen.